Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello. So good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you join us today, Bridget. Now, we have a fantastic podcast for today because this is lined up with our event that we've just hosted online.
Yes.
Which Rosemary shared with us all about waiting on God. And really, the heart of that message was about knowing who God is.
Yeah.
And often I think when we think of waiting, we think of waiting for answers to our prayers, for God to change a circumstance, maybe to provide a particular thing. But when I heard Rosemary sharing this message, it's really about how often, or I had to question myself, how often do I wait on God just to get to know him?
Yeah.
Just to know who he is, what he loves, what his deep heart is for us. And I could probably be honest and say maybe not
very often. Very often, yeah.
You know, or as often as I should.
Yeah.
Certainly, hey, I wait on him for like all my stuff.
You know? That's like, to receive.
Here's my list, God.
It's almost a different type of waiting when you think of like a server at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Like it's waiting on them, and you know they don't come and say, well, this is what you should order. Mm. You know, this they don't dictate any of that for you, but they're waiting on you for your response. Mm. Yeah.
And that's how Rosemary was talking about that approach of our heart of God. I'm waiting on you to know you and to serve you.
Yeah.
And so it's really been something that I've had to question. And one of the questions I've written down is, am I seeking after him to truly know him? Do I wait on him like a servant waits to serve their master? So it's not just about petitioning, like I said, getting your list and going to God, but asking the question, is he the thing in my life?
Yeah.
Or just a thing?
Yeah.
You know, like is he the center, it, everything?
Yeah.
Or is he just one of many things in my life? Just to really been thinking that through. And so then it made me think about, so how do I get to know God's heart and know who he is? Because Rosemary shared about how God's invited us into his blessed life and that God wants us to experience that. And something that she said was from Psalm 23, she used the scripture that says, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want.
Mm.
So if that's so, well, then I shouldn't want for anything.
Mm.
But if I'm really honest, there's lots of stuff I want.
And I can't actually conceive not wanting anything.
Mm.
Like I think that's really, really challenging to think about getting into a position where you do not want for anything.
Because he is everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Like some versions that Rosemary shared was, there's nothing I shall lack. Now, I think that's a beautiful way of also phrasing it. Because there's, when you lack something, there's like, well, the need to get something
like
to
emptiness.
Feel. Yeah, that's right. To feel something. But with him, no.
Yeah.
There's no emptiness. Yeah. Just, it's all about him.
And I think just even the first part of this this message from Rosemary just really put you into a really challenging mindset of challenging yourself in the way that you think about God. I loved that idea when she said Jesus was always a plan A. And that I can't even fathom. And we're not meant to understand God fully. And you'll notice that this message was not about understanding God, but it was about getting to know him and knowing his intentions for our life. And that idea that Jesus was always a plan A, I kind of immediately thought about the whole story of the sacrifice of our Lord for our sins. I think with movies and TV series and all of that, we can so easily romanticize this this story, I guess, and try and make it this, you know, we did something and so then God rebutted, you know, and said, well, this is the only way, you know, but it's nothing we can do moves God's hand. Like, it is his will above anything else. And this idea that he already knew before anything happened that the only way to save us was to send his only son.
Yeah.
That in itself, just my mind struggles so much to understand that that was always plan A. And I think when we're getting to know God, it's about trying to understand his intention and why he is the way he is. Because honestly, if we really try to get to, well, not get to know, if we really try to step into that understanding God, we can't do it.
Mm.
We physically, our minds are not advanced enough figure that out. But when we can see what God does and try and know his intention behind those things, those blessings and those motives, then we can get to know him more. Yeah.
I think that, well, sending Jesus, his son, just shows us his heart for us.
Yeah.
In that there was nothing he would not give
for absolutely.
Us. That's how much he loved us. Yeah. That he had to send his own son. And as we know, our God is a three in one God.
Yeah.
That his son is God
him.
Himself, which as it is unconceivable in our minds to be able to fathom. I just did a whole unit at uni on God being three in one. And you think, well, you could talk for 12 weeks or 15 weeks just on, yes, you can.
You got one lecture.
You know, but no, you can. And you just go, whoa, you know, that God himself came down to us because he loves us so much.
Yeah. And it leads in again to that like backwards kingdom thinking, you know, where the last will be first. That's so foreign to our world. You know, that it's I'm on top, I'm the top dog, I have the most money, I've got the nicest things, I am the kindest, you know, I'm the most generous, whatever. It's always that, you know, striving to be the best at everything within our world. But it's that backwards kingdom thinking of the last will be first, you know, in God's eyes. And that in itself, it challenges us daily.
Yeah,
all
the time.
But that is his heart, is that nobody is unworthy. Mm. Nobody... nobody's better than anybody, but I will love you all and I will love you all the same.
So I was thinking about, and Rosemary did address some of this, but what are some of the ways that we can get to know God? And she did talk about scripture, but also she talked about the power of our mind to in scripture. I forgot to look it up, to be honest, but there's one of the scriptures, like if we make our thoughts captive to him, like we can, God wants to be in our thoughts.
Mm.
And so knowing scripture, whether or not it's memorizing it, or sometimes some of us, we're not great at memorizing it, but knowing enough scriptures that we go, okay, in the Bible, God does say this and I'm in this situation relying on this.
Yeah.
Like it's amazing how we can recall these things at the time.
Mm. Yeah. I think when she was talking about no matter what you've done in your life, and I think she used Saint Ignatius as as an example, no matter what you've done, it can be turned around. For me, immediately, I thought about that scripture about God uses all things for good, and it wasn't until we sat down and I said, Emma, what's that scripture? I didn't know it fully, but you were able to even say, oh, I'm pretty sure it's in Romans. And it says in Romans 8, verse 28, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. And so it's you're right. Sometimes it's not about knowing it word for word, but being able to, in those moments when it's difficult and when it's hard, to go, I know God uses all things for good, you know, and empowering yourself in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the one that I'll share all the time, and maybe people get tired of me sharing it.
Never.
But Philippians 4:6-7, which says, don't be anxious about anything, but instead pray about it all with thanksgiving, and God will bring you peace.
Yeah.
Like that's just in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But how many times in our life are we stressed? Are we anxious? Do we worry? And so how many times do I need to recall that scripture?
You know,
all the time.
I was thinking as well while I'm listening to this message and about, you know, being able to recall scripture. My daughter, she's 8, and she is incredible with song lyrics.
Okay.
Absolutely incredible. She can listen to a song once and you play it back to her and she will know the lyrics.
Wow.
Like it's absolutely insane. And it was only the other day my husband and I were baffled when she was listening to this song from the radio. And I just thought, you know, what a gift that she has. And as her parents, what an opportunity we have to speak things like scripture and the story of Jesus into her life for her to be able to recall,
yeah,
you know, in those moments. Mm. We spend so much time memorizing so many things, but things with power,
yes,
that we can memorize, yeah, yeah, is what changes our lives. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. I love that. So then the question for us to continue to think about, that I'm certainly thinking about, is do I wait on God for who he is,
mm,
not just for answers?
Mm.
Now, there's nothing wrong with waiting on God for answers. That's another podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
But do I then also just want to get to know him? Because I know Rosemary gave a heartbeat late last year or earlier in the year last year about, do I want the gift or the giver?
Mm.
Like, do I actually want the thing that God's going to give me, or do I actually just want him?
Mm.
And that's a challenge.
Yeah.
Because almost at times those things are kind of tied up together, because, look, God, I do want you, but I also, if I'm really honest, want the things in my life that you will bless me with and get to know. So it is a challenge for my heart to say, God, I want you.
Mm.
I'm chasing after just you and not what you necessarily can give me.
Especially when we have scripture that tells us, you know, ask.
Mm.
Like God tells us to ask, but it's about going there with that right mindset before that.
Mm.
You know, not just going with the request.
Yeah.
But coming with that praise, yeah, and understanding of
and
who
God
is.
I think that's, yeah, when you shared about plan A, Jesus was plan A. That's that recognition as well, knowing who God is,
mm,
when I am actually, yeah, asking about how amazing he is. And one of the ways that I felt like Rosemary was sharing was we can start by being honest with ourselves,
mm,
about getting to know God, but actually being honest with God and saying, hey, God, this is hard. God, I'm finding this particular thing hard.
Mm.
And then we get to know God in that he comes to us in our situation. And I think that's where we get to know his heart and his love for us, because,
yeah,
we're being honest with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the weekly challenge really is to ask ourselves the question, am I seeking after him?
Mm.
And only each of us individually can answer that.
Mm.
But that's the weekly challenge. So I encourage you, if you need to, go back and listen to that message again.
Mm.
There's a lot in that message, a lot of things to think about. We're coming up to Lent.
Yes.
So it's also a great time to seek after him,
mm,
to be reminded of plan A,
yeah,
like you talk about Jesus coming. And so I encourage you to listen again, think about, are you seeking after God? And then as you come with us on Lent, being really intentional,
mm,
about having God in your life. So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week. Bye.
Bye.